أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قالوا يا هود ما جئتنا ببينة وما نحن بتاركي آلهتنا عن قولك وما نحن لك بمؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to describe for us the discussion that takes place between Hud alayhi salam and his people, the Ad, the people of Ad. So Nuh alayhi salam, in the ayat that we had discussed, firstly invited them towards Tawheed and monotheism. He then went to express his mission and explain to them the position that he held was that of a Nabi. So that is Risala. First comes Tawheed, accepting Allah's oneness. Then comes Risala, accepting the Rasul as the Messenger of Allah. And thereafter he instructed them to change their ways, but first making istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah. And he asked them to make tawbah, change and transform their lives. He mentioned to them the benefits of making istighfar and changing their lives, the benefits that they will enjoy in this world alone. They responded, and what did they say? قَالُوا يَا هُودْ. Listen, Hud. مَا جِئْتَنَا بِبَيِّنَةٍ. You have not brought to us any clear evidence. No miracle, no sign. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَارِكِي آلِهَتِنَا عَنْ قَوْلِكِ. Listen, Hud. We are not prepared to abandon and to leave our gods, our deities, just because of this statement and the speech that you have delivered. Show us a miracle. Show us something more. وَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Hud, we are not going to believe in you. إِن نَقُولُ. We are going to say this much. إِن نَقُولُ إِلَّا اعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ. All we are going to say to you, O Hud, is that it seems as if some of our gods have subjected you to some evil. This is a result of the curse of our gods. You are now suffering from some mental illness. And as a result of that, you are making these type of claims. قال هود عليه السلام said to them, إني أشهد الله واشهد أني بريء مما تشركون. I make Allah my witness, and I make you all witness the fact that I am bari, I am completely innocent, free, and I have absolved myself completely, totally, from all those gods and deities that you have associated to Allah, other than Allah min duni. فَقِيدُونِي جَمِيعًا. All of you, go ahead, plan, plot against me. ثُمَّ لَا تُنْذِرُونَ. Do not even give me any respite. If you want to exercise any oppression or injustice towards me, go ahead, and you do not even have to give me time or any respite. إِنِّي تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. I have placed all my trust in Allah alone. رَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ. Allah is my Rabb. He is your Rabb. مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا. Allah is not just my Rabb and your Rabb, but there is not a single creature that lives on earth and beyond. إِلَّا هُوَ آخِذٌ بِنَاصِيَتِهَا. Except that Allah holds it. Allah holds it by its forelock. Nasiya. This part of the head is referred to as the forelock. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hud alayhi salam rather, he tells his people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds the forelock of every creature, not only humans. What does this mean, that Allah holds the forelock? Allah is in control, fully in control of every creature of his. And Allah can direct that creature in whichever direction he so pleases. إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed my Rabb, Hud alayhi salam says to his people, that indeed my Rabb is upon the straight path. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا. If you turn away and you ignore what I have to say to you, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. I have certainly conveyed to you whatever message I was sent with to you. وَيَسْتَخْلِفُ رَبِّي قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. My Rabb can replace you. They were very powerful, as we said previously, and they felt that there is nothing that could destroy them, and in no way could they have been defeated or challenged. So he said to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace you with another people. Allah will bring another community in your place. وَلَا تَضُرُّونَهُ شَيْئًا. You will not be able to cause any harm to Allah in the least. إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ. My Rabb is the guardian and the protector over everything. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after Hud alayhi salam had extensively tried to persuade his people to accept the message of Allah, they refused. Allah says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا. And eventually when our command came in the form of punishment, نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved Hud alayhi salam, we rescued him. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. And we rescued all those who had brought iman along with him. بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. Out of our sheer mercy. We rescued them because of our mercy, our rahmah, that we had allowed them to enjoy. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. Allah says, we saved Hud alayhi salam and the believers from a very stern and harsh punishment. وَتِلْكَ عَاد. Allah says, that is Aad. تِلْكَ عَاد. That is the community of Aad. جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. They had denied all the verses and the signs of their Rabb. وَعَصَوْا رُسُلَهُ. And they had disobeyed all the messengers of their Allah. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. They chose to follow the view and the opinion of every obstinate tyrant. And this was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this was their error. This was the crime that they had committed. Today also you find many a people, you find them inclining towards the views, the opinions, and the ways of the tyrannical oppressors and rulers out there. Though their tyranny is so apparent, and the oppression is so apparent, but because it is directed towards the believers, and it is directed towards those who are faithful to Allah and who refuse to accept their lifestyle, they are in support of what the tyrants and the oppressors are doing. Allah says that's exactly what happened with Aad. وَاتَّبَعُوا. They followed and they chose to accept and adopt أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. The command, the matter and the affair of every obstinate tyrant. وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this dunya they chose to allow the curse of Allah to pursue them. The curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had pursued them, had afflicted them in this very dunya, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and on the day of Qiyamah as well, they will suffer as a result of this curse. أَلَّا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. Allah says, behold, Aad certainly disbelieved in their Rabb. أَلَّا بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُودٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, behold, may the curse be upon Aad, the people of Hud. May Allah ta'ala grant us this.